AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson. Tonight's show is brought to you in part by Hernandez Law Group, reliable and affordable debt solutions from home mortgages to a variety of debt solution options. For more information, go to www.savingcaliforniahomes.com. If you're starting a business, Hernandez Law Group can help you set up a business structure. For more information with that, you can go to www.khernandezlegal.com or schedule an initial free consultation at 510-456-7400. The show is also brought to you by Business on the Edge, servicing Bay Area small businesses with business management and leadership services, public relations, and new business development strategies. For free consultation with me, call 408-357-0951. We always want to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. We appreciate your listenership. Our goal is to impact and influence your professional world that will give you the tools you need to accomplish your business and professional purpose. And as always, you can dial into the show and participate with your questions at any time. Dial 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. And tonight, you're going to want to have your questions ready. My On the Edge challenge question tonight is renewable energy. Are we ready and do we understand what it means to our future? We're right outside of the November 6th election. We hope that everyone is ready to vote. They're conscious. And I wanted to talk a little bit about this whole idea of renewable energy, or do we understand that renewable energy versus fossil fuels? So we have some exciting guests coming on the show tonight, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a few moments. My quote tonight, John C. Maxwell, smart leaders believe only half of what they hear. Discerning leaders know which half to believe. And I think that's important that as we get information, that we understand the information that we're getting and we're able to pick that information out. Tonight, I'm not going to do a teaching like I usually do and then I get into bringing on the guests. Because our topic is so rich, I want to be able to give our guests plenty of time to share with you their expertise in their industries. And so I'm going to bring on Sajjad Mir. If we can bring the CEO of Hastes Solutions on, we're going to get started with Sajjad. Sajjad, how are you tonight?
I'm doing fine, Margaret. Thank you for inviting me. It's a very exciting show that you have. You've taken the Silicon Valley by storm, by the way.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you saying that. Now, you've been on our show before with Dr. Habib Dagar, and we talked a little bit about the three-story test chamber that you built out there at the University of Maine. And tonight we're going to talk a little bit more about Hastes Solutions, really the services that you provide in terms of the industry that's pressing this charge forward, if you will, this mission, this initiative forward to renewable energy. Now, we understand that Hastes Chambers, you can develop any type of test chambers, but so before we get into all of that, tell us, our audience, a little bit about Hastes Solutions. Give us a little bit of background that our audience may not remember about you.
Hastes Solutions is a solution provider for environmental testing. Environmental, not the EPA type environmental, but the environmental conditions of a material or a product that is in use. Mm-hmm. Whatever the condition could be, for example, there's regular temperature conditions that a product has to be tested, or it could be the wind, rain, the solar, you name it, any condition that a product is exposed to, mm-hmm. we create or simulate those conditions in our chambers. Just putting very simply, so just to bring people up to date on what we do.
Right.
One more detail, I can provide more detail on that.
Absolutely. Real quick, and when you say you create an environment, can you give us a little bit more insight on, give us an example of that. So you create inside a test chamber an environment that a product would go through in someplace in the world.
Yes, yes. I'll take a simple example, like a solar product. When you say solar, you know that the product is exposed to the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So now, the basic requirements for most of the world is where a panel, for example, a solar panel mm-hmm. that is placed on a roof
mm-hmm.
has to go through a condition of like very cold conditions, a minus 40 C,
mm-hmm.
which is very extreme, right? And then it has to go to up to 85 C on the higher side.
Okay.
So now any panel that works between those ranges,
mm-hmm.
at least that would work for the application.
Right.
Same thing with there's other conditions like humidity.
Mm-hmm.
They would be exposed to, for example, 85% relative humidity at a 85 degrees C centigrade temperature.
Okay.
So now that product has to be exposed to that also.
Right.
But then there's those are two limits basically that a solar works. Then
okay.
then you go, for example, if you have something that's on the ocean.
Right.
Those are different conditions, like the wind,
sure.
the salt spray, and actual humidity, temperature conditions.
Right.
Same thing. So we can create this, simulate those conditions.
Right. And so you're testing out the wear and tear or how well it holds up under those conditions over time?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's very important information. And again, for those of you that are just tuning in, we're talking about the importance of understanding renewable energy. I want our audience and I want the public to be educated on, again, we're outside of our voting on November 6th. And this is just something that we've been hearing about in terms of where our country is going in terms of its energy initiative. And you make the best decisions based on the information that you have. And I want us to understand that we're not telling you how to vote, but we're saying we're going to provide, Business on the Edge is going to provide you some information tonight through our guests that can give you a better understanding on this topic. And these are industry experts. And so, Sajjad, can you tell us what is HAST testing? Now, your company is called HAST Test Solutions, but HAST is actually an acronym for something. Tell us what that is.
It stands for Highly Accelerated Stress Test. There's a standard test where you do like 85% relative humidity and a 85 degree centigrade
mm-hmm.
Temperature. Now, in the industry, one of the requirements is to expose a product to these conditions for 1,000 hours, which is about 42 days.
Okay.
Now, that has been the industry trend for a long time until the HAST came about.
Mm-hmm.
HAST accelerates that to 1/10 of the time.
Okay.
You can do the same test by using some other algorithms where you can do the test in 96 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the temperature is different, even though humidity is the same. It's under pressure conditions,
okay.
which is equivalent to the same 1,000 hours. So that's why we started with the HAST chamber.
Okay. Now, in regards to just kind of bring our audience up to speed, and you're saying, well, why are we talking about all of this testing? Well, the actual clothes that you wear on your back went through some sort of testing. Is that correct, Sajjad? Would that be a correct statement? The shoes that they're wearing or the glasses
yeah.
that they're wearing, it went through some sort of testing process for wherever you're at in the world, whether you're in Africa or you're in the United States somewhere, and there's different environmental conditions. So whatever you're, whether it's the car, so give our audience some basic information in terms of that. So it could be anything that we're looking at has gone through pretty much some sort of test.
Yes, yes. I mentioned before, any product that is made has a environmental condition that it will be used at under conditions. So
right.
now those conditions could be just basic home conditions. They could be industrial conditions, commercial conditions, like I said, the sea, the solar. So these are the various environmental conditions.
Right.
Depending on the product. Like you took the example of a shoe. Now, when the shoe is made, there's a whole bunch of process involved in coming up with a complete shoe. There's right. lots of, in some cases, they use some mechanism to join two different materials together.
Right, right.
That could be a glue, could be a silicon, whatever. So now they have to, they have to make sure that those conditions, when the person is wearing the shoes, it can survive in those conditions.
Right, right. And this is why it's important for those that are listening. And if you want to call in and ask our guests any questions, you can call in at 800-516-1220. That's 800-516-1220. I have another question for you before we go into a break, Sajjad. Now, how does your product or your chamber support the renewable energy technology and testing initiative? We talked a little bit on, well, actually on our first show with you, with Dr. Habib, you had the three-story test chamber for offshore wind farms and testing blades. So how does HASTES support this mission? I like to call it a mission, and I think Dr. Habib calls it a mission, and I think it's a mission. How does your company support these types of industries?
See, it's a very open question. It covers a lot of areas, what mm-hmm. you're asking me, Margaret. But let's just talk about a couple things. Mm-hmm. For example, the wind turbine.
Sure.
Windmill, as the people refer them to.
Right.
Now that is placed in an environment where there's some wind. From the wind, they create the energy. I'm sure that some other guests would be able to tell a little bit more about it. Now, all the components of that wind turbine needs to be identified, and that product has to be tested under those conditions,
right.
whatever it could be. It could be on a mountain, it could be in the farm, or it could be on the ocean.
Right.
So now, every one of these three conditions described is different. So depending on where they plan to put that particular product, or the windmill or turbine, those conditions have to be simulated, and those products have to be tested under those conditions in order to meet and survive the reliability that's required. For example, now the wind turbine sitting on the in Hayward, Altamont Pass.
Right,
they've
right.
been there since 1970. During the 70s, I believe they were installed. They're
okay.
still running.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. So you can imagine what kind of tests must have gone through to test them so that they can survive this long term.
Right, right. And that's important. We're going to go to a break here shortly. If you want to learn more about HASTES Solutions, you can go to www.hastes.com. And if you have a question for Sajjad, he is the CEO of HASTES Solutions, please call in at 800-516-1220. That's 800-516-1220. Couldn't get that out there. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We have a caller. We'll get to you on the next segment. Stay tuned.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
We're brought to you by Garmin. Golden Gate Bridge, pretty heavy. If you're rolling southbound out of Marin, the backups there be on Spencer Avenue through the Waldo Tunnel down onto the span. Earlier, northbound delays have cleared out, and North 101 San Francisco is bunched up from the 280 split. It's pretty solid there out towards the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. And we see sluggish all the way across the upper deck of the Bay Bridge into San Francisco. It's a pretty slow ride off and on, so give yourself a little extra time there if you're rolling through the pay gates trying to get into the city. Also, the Nimitz Freeway still jammed in Oakland from the 980 merge, and it's pretty solid all the way down into San Leandro towards Marina. Hate traffic? Don't be a hater. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid it with updates as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin. And with more traffic information, SigAlert.com.
Get ready to live life on purpose. Register today for the upcoming Live Life on Purpose Leadership and Finance Summit, happening all day Saturday, November 10th.
Hi, Margaret Jackson here, business purpose coach and host of Business on the Edge. Heard Fridays at 6 p.m. on AM 1220 KDOW. If you're an employee, entrepreneur, a visionary, or an innovator, I want to personally invite you to my Leadership and Finance Summit. It's packed with information that will get you unstuck to take your life, job, and business to the next level. We're offering a special discount rate for KDOW listeners, but space is filling fast. fast, so don't wait until it's too late. Call 408-357-0951 to reserve your place today. You'll be equipped by industry experts. Leadership is a top skill for getting promoted. Position yourself for promotion and regain your financial power. Don't miss this opportunity. This is Margaret Jackson, and I'll see you there.
The Live Life on Purpose Leadership and Finance Summit, November 10th at Marriott Courtyard, Newark. To register, call 408-357-0951, 408-357-0951, or online at businessonedge.biz.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call 1-800-638-6157. When you call 1-800-638-6157, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-638-6157 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. 1-800-638-6157. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-638-6157.
The bill pay shuffle. You just did it. Can't pay this bill. Stall this bill. Pay this bill or else. Shuffling bills, loans, and working overtime are not your answer. Earning more money is. But you have so little time. Income at HomeUSA.com. With a computer and a bit of time and desire, you could be banking serious money from your kitchen table. No home sales parties and no pressure. Income at HomeUSA.com has been helping our listeners for over 10 years. So stop the bill pay shuffle. Income at HomeUSA.com. Listeners, here's an amazing way to earn quit your job money from home. Income at HomeUSA.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Income at HomeUSA.com. Income at HomeUSA.com. Income at HomeUSA.com.
Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Oh, yes, it's late.
Welcome back to Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are talking to CEO Sajjad Mir of Hastest Solutions, and we're talking a little bit about their role in supporting the industry that's pushing or developing, if you will, that might not be the right terminology, but renewable energy, we'd like to see more happen. I would personally like to see more talk in our schools and our colleges, more information in regards to the renewable energy. Before I get back to Sajjad, I would be remiss if I did not mention to those, to the people of New York City, we are devastated with you with the storm, Sandy, that has hit New York City. Our prayers are with you. And we just pray that all of the recovery that needs to happen will happen quickly. And so I wanted to make sure that as a station, AM 1220 KDOW, our prayers are with you, absolutely, and our support. And so getting back to Sajjad. Sajjad, now you're a local expert, industry expert, building environmental test chambers. And we've talked a little bit about solar, wind, rain, and these different aspects of the environment of getting to renewable energy. What can you say to us, just in your opinion, as a individual, not just as a expert, but in terms of what advice could you give to us, if you will, to the public, and say the importance of where this industry is going? You're helping build chambers. Is it important? Is renewable energy something that we really need to look at? And I know that you utilize solar panels. And is this really something that we need to really take a serious look at as a public? What could you say to us? Educate us.
Well, I won't be speaking as an expert, but the term renewable really means that you are using the same energy over and over again, right?
Right.
So now, then you have the other energy, which is once used is gone. It's almost gone down the drain, right?
Right.
But
right.
Now, those resources are going to get lesser and lesser. And how do we compensate for that? It's just a standard, I would say, common sense question that here. So what we do? What do we do? So we have to have enough of the renewable energy sources,
right,
that would help us keep going for our children, for our grandchildren, and the future generations.
Right, right. And
that is my personal belief, that without renewable energy, we are going to have big problems.
Right. I was doing a little research, and I saw that the world, we consume about 84% or so of fossil fuels and maybe about 16% of renewable energy. And we do have to turn that around. And just because of the research I've been doing, and I would encourage our listeners, do some research. We don't want this to catch up with us. And the reason I'm bringing it up, because of the election, we need to understand where the candidates stand on these issues. We need to see this go forward, and we need to support the organizations that are trying to bring change. And sometimes change is not comfortable. We like to talk about we want change, but we really don't like the process of change. And so that begins to be a fight. And so I would really encourage you to connect with and educate yourself, like through the Has Test Solutions. And shortly we're going to have InReal on, and we're going to talk to Walt Musil from the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, who just has a great amount of information to help us understand what we're dealing with, and how we can support, and how we can better vote, how we can better prepare our children's children for the future of energy. And we're going to, Sajjad, I'm going to wrap up here with you in just a second. Is there any last thoughts or anything that you would want to share with us?
Just a quick comment.
Mm-hmm.
A few years ago, let's say 70s or 80s, the very few automakers or manufacturers were really doing too much work on electrical cars, for example. Or for that matter, solar energy, because they felt that they have enough gas in the world to take care of it a long time. But we soon learned that's not the case. So the many of the automotive manufacturers throughout the world, all the big names, are making electric cars. There must be a reason for that, right?
Right.
So that's just a little lead into the next, maybe.
Right, I appreciate that.
A bit more about it.
I appreciate you coming on the show, Sajjad. Again, this is Has Test Solutions. If you want to learn more about what Has Test Solutions does, please go to www.hastest.com. And as we continue on, we do still have the phone lines open. If you want to ask our guests a question, call in at 800-516-1220. That's 800-516-1220. We're going to go into a break. This is AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We'll be back in a moment.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
We're brought to you by Garmin. 680 is still in recovery.
Hey, Sajjad, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Great. That was really, really a good 15 minutes or so. I think we were about 15 minutes. Yeah, the engineer was saying that was really, really, really good stuff. And so kind of mellow, laid-back show, but you gave a lot of good information. So I'm going to go into my segment with Walt, and we'll wrap up there.
Can I go on a cell phone now from now on? Can I call in on the cell phone?
Oh, absolutely. You could.
I'll do a couple of things. I'll be
Sure.
Okay. I'll call in with my cell phone, so I'll still be connected, okay?
You could call in on the cell phone. My engineer is like, if that's the only thing you have, he likes landlines. But, you do what you have to do. We've done cell phones. If we can get you on air and it's a cell phone, I'm
trying not to sell anything, you know.
Okay. Did you say not selling
anything? I'll just call and from my cell phone now, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Wonderful. Keep going, man.
Okay.
I'm opposed. I'd get rid of it.
Okay.
Give my office a call today at 510-456-7400. Debt settlement and bankruptcy are honest solutions that can help you get back on track.
Call the Hernandez Law Group today at 510-456-7400 for your free consultation. That's 510-456-7400 or online at hlawinc.com.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, I was devastated. I'd seen articles about Cancer Treatment Centers of America, so I called them.
Audrey Allen was treated at Cancer Treatment Centers of America, where she was provided her own multidisciplinary care team.
My entire care team truly listened to me and worked with me to develop a treatment plan that was right for me. I had brachytherapy radiation, but I also had supportive therapies, which really helped me stay strong during treatments.
If you or a loved one has complex or advanced stage cancer, call 1-800-595-5575 to discover the most compassionate care available and to learn about our over 95% patient satisfaction rating.
So I am 7.5 years survivor now, and I just feel so blessed to have the opportunity after dealing with cancer to have my family with me and be able to watch my grandbabies grow up.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America, care that never quits. Appointments available now. For information, visit talkcancer.com, talkcancer.com. No case is typical. You should not expect to experience these results.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The connection between real estate, the markets, and the health of the economy is a critical one. It's one you need to understand. Hi, this is Joe Cachera. Join me and the entire Real Estate 360 team weekday afternoons at 3 p.m. as we help you better understand the connection between real estate, the economy, and your success. Guest experts help us explain the connection from buying and selling to investing and financing. RE360 weekday afternoons at 3 o'clock here on AM 1220 KDOW.
Thanks for listening to Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. Perfect song to come into to go to Auto Body Bliss with all of the vintage cars, classic cars. Hi, Justin. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Margaret?
I'm great. So what is our Bliss tip, Auto Body tip for tonight?
All right. Well, recently we've been talking a lot about maintaining your vehicle and also focusing on repairs and preventative maintenance that you can do yourself to prolong the vehicle's life. If you plan on doing any work on your car or even just checking the oil, you need to be careful not to damage your car with belt buckles, metal buttons, zippers, something that could be on your clothing or even your body weight.
Oh, really?
Fenders and body panels are a lot less forgiving than you may think. To help prevent that, you can purchase a fender cover. Very simple, in a variety of different materials available. Some are even magnetic, and you can get them at any auto parts store. If you have any difficulties trying to find them or any other auto body questions, feel free to give us a call. Auto Body Bliss, 650-964-1047.
Wow, that is excellent information. And Auto Body Bliss is definitely the small business company for you to go to and get your car repaired or restore a car, vintage car, and you can go to their website at autobodybliss.com. And also, Justin, you guys have Bliss Saturday coming up. That's November 10th, where you guys kind of open everything up to the neighborhood, and you're going to, this Saturday, you're going to have, like, movies for the kids. And what are you cooking this week?
You know, we're going to do some chili. We're going to do kind of comfort food, something that's good for the cold weather. You can
nice.
Be inside. You know, if the weather's nice, we'll have some cars outside. Otherwise, everybody can come check out the vintage cars, classic cars, indoors, and get a tour of the shop.
Okay. Are you going to do any assessments on this bus?
Oh, yeah. Always offering free assessments, vehicle assessments, any questions or problems that you're having.
Complimentary assessments. That's Auto Body Bliss in Mountain View. You can go to their website and get the details in terms of how to get there, 2029 Middlefield Road, Mountain View, California, autobodybliss.com. Thank you, Justin, for calling in.
Thank you so much, Margaret. Have a good week.
You too. Okay. I see our phone lines are lighting up here, but we're going to bring our next guest in. We have been talking about renewable energy and the importance of understanding what that means in our country and what that means with regards to voting. We vote November 6th, so please get out the vote your conscience, and then let's see where we're at. So I'd like to bring on Walt Musil. Walt Musil is the principal engineering manager offshore wind and ocean power systems. He is at the National Wind Technology Center. This is at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory. And Walt has an impressive resume here. He's in 2003, he initiated the Offshore Wind Energy Research Program at NREL and now leads that program for NREL, which has recently seen some resurgence or rebirth. And so that's fantastic. We'd like to know about that. And also in the 80s, Walt worked here in Silicon Valley in the commercial wind industry. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, the birthing of the wind energy here in California. And then he is also has over 50 publications and one patent. And so before we go on break, we're going to bring Walt in to say hello to our audience. Walt, how are you tonight?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on the show, Margaret.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a couple of minutes before we go on break. And so can you just tell us a little bit about Walt?
Well, you just said a lot. I'm not sure we want to go in much deeper than that. It's great to be on the air here in California. I started my whole career in Altamont Pass with a lot of the wind turbines that got installed there back in the 80s.
Right.
So it's that lasted for about 5 years, and then I migrated to Colorado, where I work at the National Renewable Energy Lab, as you just said. So we're a lab in Colorado-based lab that is dedicated. It's the only DOE-managed, DOE-owned laboratory that's dedicated to the development of renewable energy sources. There's about 2,000 people that work here, and we work on a broad range of technologies from solar to wind to biofuels to geothermal. And my specialty is in wind power, and I've been working in offshore wind and developing that side of things. It's a relatively new aspect of wind energy that's now being pursued in Europe and in China and soon in the United States.
That's exciting stuff. We're going to explore these topics when we come back from break. Again, we are talking to Walt Musil from the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, and we're going to get into a little bit more about what this means to us. And you're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We'll be back in a moment.
KDOW traffic. We're brought to you by Garmin. 680 is still in recovery mode. That huge accident earlier near Stone Ridge cleared. The southbound backups have thinned out, but West 580 is still feeling it from Airway trying to connect on to southbound 680. And northbound 680 may be a tick better, but Castlewood brake lights out past the fairgrounds, and it stays slow up towards the scene of the earlier crash, though it was on the other side of the freeway. It caused some major backups there. North 880 out of San Jose is still delays off and on from Bascom Avenue all the way towards Maury Avenue. Just terrible, terrible through that corridor. Hate traffic? Don't be a hater. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid it with updates as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin. And for more traffic information, log on to SigAlerts.com.
Get ready to live life on purpose. Register today for the upcoming Live Life on Purpose Leadership and Finance Summit happening all day Saturday, November 10th.
Hi, Margaret Jackson here, business purpose coach and host of Business on the Edge. Heard Fridays at 6 p.m. on AM 1220 KDOW. If you're an employee, entrepreneur, a visionary, or an innovator, I want to personally invite you to my Leadership and Finance Summit. It's packed with information that will get you unstuck to take your life, job, and business to the next level. We're offering a special discount rate for KDOW listeners, but space is filling fast, so don't wait until it's too late. Call 408-357-0951 to reserve your place today. You'll be equipped by industry experts. Leadership is a top skill for getting promoted. Position yourself for promotion and regain your financial power. Don't miss this opportunity. This is Margaret Jackson, and I'll see you there.
The Live Life on Purpose Leadership and Finance Summit, November 10th at Marriott Courtyard, Newark. To register, call 408-357-0951, 408-357-0951, or online at businessonedge.biz.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
Election Day 2012 is upon us, and the country is faced with the starkest of choices. We are at a crossroads, and the two paths lead to very different places. On the size of government and the economy, on liberty, our leadership role among the nations. Which path do you want? That's the question. And in our great country, you provide the answer. Make sure you vote. The Bay Area's business leader, 1220 KDOW. Now, back to Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. I have the best engineer in the world. I just love this guy. My producer is fantastic. Walt, I want to get back into quickly into our discussion, but we actually have a caller for you before we even gotten started. So I really want to get their question, and they've been holding, and they've called in twice. So I'm going to bring Jesse in and let him start out our segment with his question. Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Hi, Margaret. Thanks for having me.
Sure, sure. So what's your question for National Renewable Energy Laboratory?
Well, first of all, I want to thank Mr. Musil for the hard work that he does. And as a backdrop to my question, I want to say that last year, it's basically a political question, more than 25 proposals for a federal renewable portfolio standards were introduced on Capitol Hill, but none passed in both chambers. In the meantime, some 30 states have adopted their own forms of renewable portfolio standards. So I just want to ask Mr. Musil, the political debate over this for support, it really cuts to how investors are going to invest and get behind this. And so what do you think is best for us? Do you think that we should let the federal government regulate our renewable portfolio standards, or do you think it's better done at the state level?
Well, certainly we'd like to see, I think we should say what a renewable energy portfolio standard is. It's generally a mandate that states have implemented, and each state has its own requirements that says that utilities and generating facilities will generate a percentage of their energy using renewable sources. And it's a way to stimulate the development of renewable energy sources, and it's been one of the most successful policies in doing that around the country. So different states have different policies, and it's been successful on a state-by-state level, and I think that, you know, most of the people that I work with would like to see a federal renewable energy portfolio standard that that shows political leadership and political will to transition from a more fossil fuel-based economy to one with a diversity, including renewable energy.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jesse, for calling. It was a very good question. We appreciate you kicking off our segment with your question.
Thank you for having me.
Sure thing.
All right.
Okay. So let's get into some quick discussion here in the bottom half of our show, Walt. So can you give us simply what exactly do you do? Give us in about a minute and a half, tell us about what you really do. Because, again, I want to educate our audience on renewables. I would like to get into a little bit of what we were hearing about in terms of the offshore wind farms. But give us the basic gist of what that is and why us learning about renewable energy is important. And then we'll talk a little bit about your expertise in the wind aspect of it.
Yeah, well, renewable energy is energy that is replenished. It's not used up as we go along. Most energy today comes from fossil fuel sources that are depleted, and so as we use more energy, we deplete them, and that's not a sustainable course. For a long-term solution, we need to eventually transition to a more renewable energy-based economy because the fossil fuels will not be there in the future. So, and it's exactly when that point occurs is a point of debate. But for a sustainable economy, we would need to transition more to a renewable energy portfolio. And I would say that another big benefit of renewable energy is that, in large, they are environmentally friendly. They don't emit. Now, I'll speak specifically for wind energy. Mm-hmm. There's no emissions of CO2 into the environment, which is one of the leading gases that is causing climate change in this country. I mean, in the world, I guess. We're a global organization in the sense that we all are affected by the actions of everybody in the planet.
Right, right. So now, in our opening introduction with you, you mentioned that California is really the genesis of wind energy, wind farms back in the 1980s. And so tell us a little bit about that history. You were here and you participated in this whole new technology or this whole new way of looking for new ways of getting energy. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so what happened, it's an interesting historic story now because it's getting old, but a lot of people in California remember the early days of Altamont Pass. What they might not know is that what happened in basically three areas of California, Altamont Pass, Tehachapi Pass, and in Palm Springs, was the result of policies that were put in place by the federal government in the 1970s as a result of the Arab oil shock, and also policies that California specifically put into place. Mm-hmm. And as a result, there was, between 1980 and 1985, about 10,000 wind turbines got installed in California. And what a lot of people probably don't know is that that was the center of wind energy development, and not just in the United States, but in the world. And there were dozens of companies from all over the world that came here and developed technology. And you know, a lot of people thought that that was I've heard people say it was a boondoggle. I've heard people say that it was taking advantage of our tax credits. And it was, by and large. But what happened at the end is that we got to try a lot of things,
right,
and the industry was spawned by that. What happened in California, in 1985, there were 90% of the wind turbines in the entire world were in California.
Right, wow.
And as a result of that, there is now about $500 billion worth of investment that has taken place since then.
Wow, that is great information, amazing information. I am not a native of California, but I certainly appreciate the history. And before we go into our next break, I want to ask you, again, we have the election coming up, and I really want our audience to understand there is an importance of our pursuing and understanding the future of the research that's taking place. We're kind of, and we'll talk about this when I come back, but we're kind of behind on the offshore technology. We talked earlier in that Europe's kind of ahead of the game. And so we want to get in the game and we want to see this change take place. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Walt Musil from the National Renewable Energy Laboratory. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
KDOW traffic.
We're brought to you by Garmin. It's the accident that just won't go away. Some more cleanup southbound 680 at Stone Ridge, and now emergency crews have that left lane blocked again. So it's slow out of the 580 interchange heading south, and westbound 580 has been problematic from right around Airway onto southbound 680, and northbounders getting a look. It is slow from Castlewood. Heading up out of Milpitas and Fremont, South Mission Boulevard delays on the other side of the grade, and that stays slow up the hill to Vallecitos Road. And North 880, one of the worst commutes right now, a Bascom Avenue in stretches all the way up into San Leandro. That's about an hour drive. Hey, traffic.
Hi, Walt. This is Margaret. We're off air right now.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. So we're going into our last segment. Like I said, this goes really fast with the different announcements and everything. And so I want to kind of speed up. I would really love to have you back on the show as a single guest and really kind of talk about more of what you do, because I think we need to understand the importance and value of what you're doing. But when we come back, I'd like to ask, how important do you feel that for the offshore wind farm, because I really want to go in that direction in terms of, is there an importance to that, you know, is this what we're going to see first, really, in terms of something that's really going to impact our energy resources? And it sounds like it's going to be the offshore wind farms.
Well, I wouldn't put too fine a point on that. I think we're looking at diversity, and offshore is one of many resources that we want to take advantage of, and it's a new technology that we're just starting to get into. So I think the impact of offshore can be significant, but I don't want to discount the land-based stuff either. So.
Okay, I wanted to be clear on that, and then I'll kind of just wrap up with the importance of us as a community to understand how we should support it. You know, I'd like, if you will, to kind of give us a charge. You know, I think the support of the community or the country, if you will, towards renewable energy is important. So could you give us something in that direction, or how do you think?
Sure. I really can't. Don't want to speak, put the lab in a position where we're supporting policies and things like that, like the.
No, I don't want to do that. I really want. Well, I guess what I'm saying is, in terms of the general public, it's important for us to be aware.
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. So that's where I'm going with that.
Okay.
We're back in 10 seconds.
Listen to Invest Talk weekdays 4 to 5 on 1220 Business Radio.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. This show has gone by way too fast. I need more time. So before we wrap up, I want to ask Walt two more questions. The first question, Walt, is, and if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Walt Musil from the National Renewable Energy Laboratory. And if you want to learn more about what's going on at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, you can go to www.nrel.gov. That's nrel.gov. And great, great information out there. In fact, there's a PDF out there. Let me give you the title of that really quick. And it's called The Large-Scale Offshore Wind Power in the United States, Assessment of Opportunities and Barriers. And this is specifically Walt's expertise. So if you want to get that information, it's a 240-page document. I've gone through some of the information. It is absolutely fascinating. But Walt, can you tell us in general, how important is our pursuing renewable energies?
Well, I think it's very important. It's essential that we develop all of our renewable energy sources in the order that they become more economical. And I think to get them to an economic state, we need to start working on the technologies now, because it takes time to go through a few generations of prototypes in order to really mature them and get them to a cost effectiveness that can compete with typical energy sources that are being used right now.
Right, and you were saying there's a diversity of that. It's more than offshore wind farms. There's different types of resources being looked at.
Sorry, repeat that.
I was saying that, let me just backtrack. We were talking off air, and we talked about the diversity of the different types of renewables that could possibly be out there. It's not just one segment, but everything's kind of being explored, or different things are being explored, rather.
Absolutely. And so land-based wind, I consider to be a type of wind power. Offshore wind is another type of wind power because it uses a different resource, the resource that's blowing constantly off the coast of the country, and usually in larger quantities. But it's although it's using technologies that are very similar to the land-based technologies, a lot of offshore technologies are being derived from, say, oil and gas and groups that are used to putting things in the water. And there's a different cost model for that, and a different level of maturity in those technologies. And so we're working right now to identify what the challenges are on those and to face those through a series of early demonstration projects that will hopefully be going in the next 2 to 5 years.
I certainly am looking forward to the progression of where our country is going and where the world is going with renewable energy. My last question would be, Walt, is as a global community, how important do you feel, as a global community in general, for us to be aware of what's going on with respect to renewable energy?
I think it's very important to be for everyone to be aware of this, because renewable energy is one of the solutions to the climate change issue that we've been talking about, and it's very important that we implement these solutions in a timely manner so that we don't miss the opportunity to mitigate some of these issues.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I appreciate you coming on, Walt. I would love to have you back again and for us to explore this in more detail. There's so much information. We appreciate our guest tonight. We had Walt Musil here for the National Renewable Energy Laboratory. Again, if you want more information, go to www.nrel.com. And we also appreciate our guest, Sajad Mir from Hastest Solutions, our local area expert, www.hastest.com. And so you can get more information there. So I thank you for calling in tonight, Walt, and participating. We appreciate your participation.
Thank you, Margaret.
Sure. So we have a couple more announcements before we're out. And so what I want to do in light of November 6th election, this is what I'm going to do. We have our Live Life on Purpose Leadership and Finance Summit coming up. And I have 10 tickets in my hands. And if you call in at 408-357-0951 and tell us that you are registered to vote, please be registered to vote, we are going to give you a free ticket to the summit. So the first 10 callers, 408-357-0951. You must be a registered voter. And if you want to go to the Live Life on Purpose Leadership and Finance Summit, where we're going to help you get unstuck in your finance, we're going to help you get positioned in your career, your job, or if you're out of work, call in and we will get you into this summit. So you have listened to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Next week, we are going to have attorney Christy Hernandez and Ruth Vanderstein, our summit guest speakers, and we're going to have a good time next week. Bay Area's business leader.